B-Pod Studios.
Did you know that the largest record store in the known world universe is here in Los Angeles? It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of the Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes and a few drunk pop stars. And you'll find that they're all super discount priced. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed. And that includes more imported rock LPs. You'll find more jazz, and more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken word. More of everything than you've ever seen in one store at one time. It sounds like heaven. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known universe lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. It is a good place. And Tower will have my latest album this afternoon, so go get it.
And on the phone with us right now is May Pang. Hi, May.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
For people that might not be familiar with who exactly you are and how you played a part in John Lennon's life, tell everybody about how you met John, and I guess you were part of that whole lost weekend.
I guess I was that part of that long lost weekend. John and I lived together. We were living with one another. I actually was working for him and Yoko starting in December of 70.
Now,
so I've known them for quite some time.
True or false, did Yoko set you up with John when they were having their little, mini breakup? Was she the one that said, May, go with John?
Yeah, she was the one who did. And she came into my office and said, listen, John and I are not getting along, and, you know, I think you'd be the perfect person because you don't have a boyfriend. And I looked at her and I said, what are you, out of your mind? And I just stared at her and I said, I don't want John. You know, that's not, you know. She said, well, I know you're not after him, but I think you need a boyfriend. And since he's, he wants to go out, I'd rather see him with somebody nice than somebody that's not nice. And I said, but I don't want to go out with him. So this went on, and she was trying, and John was embarrassed by when he found out that she had done that.
How long did your relationship with him last?
Oh, that long lost weekend, it was a year and a half.
The time that you were with him, though, that year and a half, from what I have read, was a very difficult time in his life, though. He was going through a lot of emotions at that time, wasn't he?
He went through a lot of emotions, but it was also... as the media would put it, and I guess Yoko put it out, that it was very tormented, and it was like he was drunk all the time. It wasn't as it was portrayed in the papers. A couple of major things happened.
Yeah, the Smothers Brothers incident.
The Smothers Brothers, and the two incidents at the Troubadour, two separate incidents at the Troubadour, has now gone into a year and a half of a drunken binge, and that's not exactly how it happened. It was two incidents. And you have to think, how could a man, if he was on a drunken binge, do all the work that he had done in that year and a half?
Well, he did the rock and roll album at the time.
He did the rock and roll album.
Which from what I understand, was a difficult time of getting that done.
Oh, that's because of Phil Spector. That was such a horrible time. I had such a hard time with that one because Phil was always late, and he'd come in one day as a karate expert. The next day he'd come in as a scientist. Next day, he came in, and nobody knew when he was going to show up. And then he would come in and start screaming at people, I'm going to swallow the key. We did Walls and Bridges. He worked on Ringo's album.
Mm-hmm.
He worked on Elton John's. He worked with Harry Nilsson, produced Harry Nilsson's album. He did also a couple of jam sessions, which has now become the famous jam session of Paul and John.
Yeah. I mean, he seriously considering getting the Beatles back together then, too?
They were considering, I will say this, and I told Paul this 15 years after John's death, and Paul did not know this. I told him, I said, John and I were seriously considering to coming down to New Orleans to see you when you were doing your album. Of course, it turned out to be the Venus and Mars album. And just prior to that, John had asked me, he says, what do you think if I started writing with Paul again? And I told him that I thought it would be a terrific idea. And he said, why? I said, because now you don't have a contract between the two of you that says you have to.
Yeah.
because you now want to. And he said, okay. And that, went, that was leading up to us going down to maybe to New Orleans to see Paul and Linda. Because whatever was in the press and however it was perpetuated, when it came to my time being with John, it was different because Paul and Linda were big visitors, frequent visitors to our home.
So they were friends back
yes.
then.
When they went, when John was with Yoko, I know that that was not the same case. So my case, they were frequent visitors.
And so you think she was behind a lot of it because if something like that was going to happen, and he was even thinking about
it. But let's put it this way: in my case, that definitely whatever the cause may be, it was in our case we had them over quite often. We had frequent visitors from Mick Jagger and Elton John. So there were a lot of people. Remember when I told you, look at all the things he had done. Jam session, he did that. He did one with Mick Jagger. So, and then he did the final thing with at Madison Square Garden with Elton.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things, and this is all in a year and a half.
So he was very active.
He was quite active. So how in that year and a half, he was more productive than any time in his solo career.
Have you heard about this deal that supposedly Yoko has made with major motion picture studio where finally the story of John and Yoko is going to be told on the big screen, but she will get the final say, I guess.
I guess so.
you've heard about it?
I heard about it only from different people who have been writing to me by email.
If I were you, I'd be real curious on how she would portray you.
Well, I already saw how she portrayed me in the story, the love story of John and Yoko. And it portrayed me. I mean, they put me in like I was some idiot. And that, you know, and that's, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
And I looked at it. And I even saw what Julian looked like. And I thought, oh, my God.
How was his relationship with Julian then? I've always read that it was a very strained relationship.
Right. They did. They had a very strained relationship. But when we were together, it was the first time he had seen. I had really tried to coax John into understanding the relationship, and he started to enjoy his son. He hadn't seen his son in 3 years by the time we had seen him. And Julian was visiting us and spending a lot of time with us during the time I was with him. And I made sure when Julian went back to school or whatever that he called his son every week, and he did.
So now, you were good for him.
I tried to give him an influence that I wish I, you know, if certain things didn't happen to me, I would want for him, you know, for what went on.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's important to have a family basis. And I said to him, I said, you can't continue this way because it'll always pass on to the next generation. And he was trying to resolve certain things. And he was getting a good kick out of Julian. We spent a lot of time in Long Island with actor Peter Boyle and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
We spent time there. We went on people who had like boats, and we would go on weekend. We went swimming out in the Long Island Sound, and we did things without chauffeurs. In fact, I did the driving, so we would go out and do things like that.
Yeah, but in the long run, you say the way that John wanted to be so free and without the people around him and without the bodyguards and chauffeurs, it probably cost him his life.
But we didn't have that problem because he was approachable. That's my. When you're approachable and you don't make errors. Now, John was never one, if you read about anything, he never talks about his life, about how wealthy he is or how secluded. He just said how he felt about where he was at. He'd go out and meet people. People leave you alone after you meet them. One of the things that did bother me was when Yoko said, you know, they live in a place that was very secluded with security. They're talking about the Dakota, and that's where, of course, it happened. And I'm reading, because we had none of that.
Was John doing a lot of artwork when he was with you? Was he drawing?
Yeah, I have a few. I have a drawing of him, a self-portrait, in a sense, of himself, what he thought he looked like in the year when he'd be at the age of 65.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying that during that time how Paul and Linda would come over, and if you were to call him on the phone, I mean, do you two still have a relationship where you could talk to him or Ringo?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have remained pretty close?
Well, I won't say close. I think I saw him, you know, shortly after my son was born, and they wanted to see the baby and everything, and, you know, and they they were. They, Linda didn't even know. Linda knew my husband, Linda and Paul, because he did the orchestral arrangements for Band on the Run. My husband's record producer, Tony Visconti.
Oh.
And so we were all talking about that, and so it turns out that she didn't realize that it was actually me that she that Tony had married. And when she realized, it was like, oh, my God, it's old home week.
You say that even after you and John stopped living together, he went back with Yoko, you remained friends. When was the last time you talked to John?
Memorial weekend. He called me from South Africa that year.
From what I take it with such a grain of salt. He was going through another period in his life where he didn't know he wanted to be with her.
And
this whole thing with the Double Fantasy album and even the one that came out, that Milk and Honey, was all of Yoko's arranging to make sure that they, you know, made it, came across as still a couple.
I know that, and it sounds like it, but a lot of those songs were rewritten. From the time, because a lot of those songs were already done when I was with him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like, give me one example of one song that was already
Watching
done.
Watching the Wheel was already, and Beautiful Boy, he had already had all those melodies, and he had different lyrics to it.
May, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
You're quite welcome.
And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road
That's how I feel.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I need you to keep an eye on me. Stan and Haney.
Is it anything we can talk about?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about
it. You haven't been in another car accident.
No, I can't talk about that. Can't talk about that. Now, I know me. And I know what my...
Do you know you?
Yeah, nobody knows me better than me.
No, you said you know me better than you know you.
Oh, I know you.
You know me because for some reason I fascinate you. And I know for years you've kept a diary about the things that I do and say.
You are... I've never met anybody in my life like you. You are unique to anybody...
I don't feel that way.
Well, you are.
I think I'm normal.
Well, you're quirky. But I'm not even going to...
Dave, you think I'm normal?
I'm not even going to get it. I thought you're not supposed... You said you weren't talking today.
No, but I ask you a question. Answer me. Am I normal? Answer me. Audibly, we're on the radio.
Yes, you're
okay,
normal.
That's all you're going to say.
Is he in self-exile?
Yeah, well... That's a whole other topic.
All right.
He's not here today.
So I should pretend that I don't see him?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got nowhere to go, and so he figured he can just sit down here and observe.
Well, it's the best...
He's not going to learn anything, but he can observe.
Well, it's the best place for him.
Yeah. No, but you're quirky.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you are. But that's... I understand you. I get you, so it's like...
So it makes sense to
it's
you.
It's like water off a duck's back with me.
No,
other people would get really...
No, that means it makes
you.
Sense to you.
It doesn't make... It makes zero sense to me. I just...
Then how can you understand it?
I accept it. I accept it.
So you don't understand.
A lot of times I don't. I'd say I've known you for 36, 7 years. When I first met you, I didn't know anything. It was...
Oh.
Couldn't figure you out. And then
oil and vinegar.
Yeah, and then right now, I'd say I understand about 62% of you.
So you understand the 62% of me when I'm on your side and fighting for you.
When are you? You're fighting for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're an ally of mine, I'd hope you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Over the course of a lifetime. Once I became an ally of yours, you were willing to overlook the things you didn't understand.
No, I still didn't overlook them. I had to accept...
Are you still keeping that record?
I had to
accept... Are you still keeping a handheld, handwritten record of my behavior every day?
That'd be my business, okay? It's for future
records.
You
have one, don't you?
Yep. Look.
He keeps records on me.
I have to. Dave would like to, but he doesn't have the concentration to do that.
No, it's just the wherewithal.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, I need you to keep an eye on me.
So why do I have to keep an eye on you? Because you fancy yourself to be the stable one.
Just notice if I start, if my eyes get bloodshot.
Are you on something?
No. Here's the deal.
Somebody slip you a Mickey?
Maybe. Look. So.
Reminds me of my buddy Warren's mother. We'd be going out, you know, to have beers when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And she was just this nice old lady. And as we're going out the door, she'd scream things at us like, don't let somebody slip you a Mickey. Be careful. You're going to get picked up.
I did it to myself.
You slipped yourself a Mickey?
I don't know what I might have some bad food in me. I might.
You lecture me all the time about bad food.
I know it.
Then why would you eat bad food?
I thought I'd roll the dice.
Oh, being a daredevil, huh? Look at you, skipping a day shaving, eating bad food.
Look.
Dave's laughing at you.
Yeah, he knows.
Bad food don't bother him.
No, Dave can eat 3-week-old spoiled yogurt.
It was older than
pie.
That. I'm sorry, it was older than that. It went back to Christmas time.
Last night at my girlfriend's other job, she has a main job, but she has a part-time job.
She has to have that part-time job so that when she needs to, she can buy you gifts.
Yes, yeah. So at any rate,
they had some kind of celebration
at the other job.
At the other job. And so they had it catered.
Is this at the other job that I visited once?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They had it catered by one of the restaurants in the plaza there.
Well, that should be nice.
Oh, I guess it was. I wasn't invited. So,
but you went anyway?
No, I didn't go.
Oh,
anyway.
She brought it home.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. So they had buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
From this
room temperature service.
Waited, yes. Follow me on this. That's all I ask. They did it buffet style. They didn't want it in the store, so they had it in their outdoor area.
Oh, no.
And the evening was over with, so it had been out there for a while. But the evening was over with.
And there was food nobody wanted.
And it was food that was going to be tossed if nobody was going to take
what
it.
What you're telling me is it's been picked over and nobody wanted it.
Well, it might have been picked over. It was a tin, one of those aluminum serving tins of Italian mini meatballs that had been out there for hours.
And somebody didn't like the look of them.
Yeah. And so she said, well, you know what? I'll bring this home
Stan
for Stan.
Would like that.
And so she brought it home.
Very thoughtful.
Then put it into the refrigerator.
Why?
And then she said to me, well, you got something for lunch tomorrow, meaning today. So I'm getting ready to come into work, and I look at him. I said, it smells good. It can't be bad. It can't. So I took the mini meatballs to work, threw them in the microwave, and I just had them for lunch.
It couldn't be bad. Magneto was mad. Titanium, too.
So just keep an eye on me.
How many did you have?
The meatballs were like, they looked like the meatballs that are in SpaghettiOs.
Oh, like little tiny cocktail ones where you're supposed to eat them with a toothpick?
Yes. Yes.
And you were eating them with a spoon, weren't you?
I had multiple...
Serving spoon, weren't you?
I had multiple ladlefuls that I reheated. And they were tasty. I just...
Did they taste like SpaghettiOs?
No, they were real made mini meatballs.
Like a spicy meatball?
Yeah, they were a spicy meatball. Just keep an eye on me. That's all I'm asking. Just make sure. Because...
What you want me to do is to keep an eye on you in case you turn into a meathead.
I'm not a meathead. The symptoms.
Well, you're eating meatballs.
Yep.
You're worried about becoming a meathead.
Don't use that. Don't say it like that.
You think you ate poisoned meatballs, and it'll turn you into a meathead.
Tell you, you're quirky.
No, I'm not. I'm not the one eating bad meat.
You have!
I have.
Yes.
Not recently. Thank God. It does funny things to you.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying.
It'll turn you into a meathead.
Keep an eye on me.
And make sure you don't turn into a...
meathead. All right, a meathead.
Yeah, that's a valid fear.
Whatever.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Wednesday edition. That means, are you smarter than Haney?
Well, I thought it was anything can happen day.
That, too.
Isn't that right, Cubby? Annette?
Also, a chance to pick up a thou. 4 o'clock safe word. I guess Jeff Zito had a $1,000 winner this afternoon.
Later on, we'll join our pal Spin and Marty over at the Triple R Ranch.
That's right, Spin and Marty. Yep, sure will. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. As we, because. We're older white gentlemen.
Problematic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we started a series to try to relate to the millennials. I still don't get it.
And now, today's millennial moment.
What? My college paperwork wasn't completed correctly?
Mom! They sent the college papers back!
Don't worry, honey. I'll fill it out again.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Can you imagine for a second that conversation going on in your youth?
No. 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 No.
We're from, like, a different planet.
See, here's what I don't understand about today's youth.
And I want to be clear, you know, those that actually identify as millennials, yeah, there are a lot of good kids out there.
Oh, I know there are.
That have not, that they overcame the brainwashing.
Yep. But the thing is...
And they hate being called kids, too, by the way.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
Kids. The thing is, when we were in our teens, we couldn't wait to leave home. We didn't
care.
That
was the goal.
We didn't care if we had to sit in a room and our furniture was peach baskets and record crates.
Record crates were a big, big part of the decor and functionality. If that you, was your coffee
if you
table.
Had, if you had to live in a garage, sorry, Dave. If you had to live in a garage, if you had to live in some kind of 2x2
you
room.
45 roommates.
Yep, as many roommates as you had, and you had a card table to eat from. You had a peach basket to, you didn't care, you wanted to move out. You wanted out.
Because you didn't want to be treated like a punk.
Correct. I don't understand.
I guess that's not important anymore.
I guess not.
And I do remember I had one friend who was ahead of his time. And he and I went to like elementary school together all the way, you know, through our public school career. Yeah. We were in the same classes. And he went to college. Well, first he finished high school. I got into radio. He finished high school, went to college. And we're coming up, you know, on a couple of years after graduation where it seems like he should have graduated from college and he's like home on spring break or something. We go to hang out and catch up.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, You really effed up. So what are you talking about? You know, I'm not rich, but I'm doing what I said I would do. He goes, well, yeah, but man, you should have gone to college. Why? He goes, well, I got to tell you, I got everything paid for, and I'm not leaving college until they kick me the F out.
Oh, there are those two.
I either get kicked out,
yep,
or I'm getting my master's.
Let me tell you.
And you know what he did?
What?
He stayed in.
He probably got multiple ones.
He stayed in and, like, focused on Spanish language and got to go live in Spain for a year for free.
Yep.
And after getting his master's and all this, you know what he ended up doing? Being a high school teacher.
Don't make much money there. But there is,
no, like, but he lived better as a student than he does as a man.
You pay for college yourself. You want to get out as quickly as you can.
Not the case with him. He said it was the best.
Sure.
He said, I can't understand why anybody wouldn't do it.
I'll tell you this. When I was in college, I had a regular radio job, and I also worked at the college station. The college radio station, the equipment and everything you worked on was state-of-the-art. Everything was brand new. Everything was great. Then I'd go to my other radio job, and you'd see the board with tape
alligator
over
clips.
The pots and knobs broken and speakers. That
and
didn't
oh
work.
My God, the chicks at the college radio station.
Well, they wanted to have that experience.
Yeah, and we wanted them to have experience
sure
too, and we
sure
gave
did
it to them.
A lot of them liked to go over to the TV side though too.
Yep.
That's where that Cheryl Hines was when I was in school. She wanted to be on the TV side. Didn't
so
like
you,
the radio.
So you were a step below. For
in her.
Her
eyes,
yeah.
This is good. Dateline, St. Paul, Minnesota. 21-year-old guy was running from the cops yesterday after crashing a stolen car. So what did he do while he was running? He ran into someone's property where it was clearly posted a sign that said, no trespassing. violators will be shot. Survivors will be shot again. He ran right in there, and guess what? The homeowner shot him 3 times.
When they were in the area, starting the search, they heard gunshots. They closed in, looking to where those shots came from, and located an adult male with apparent gunshot wounds in a nearby yard. Also with that male was an adult male armed with a handgun who described himself as a homeowner. St. Paul Fire paramedics responded to the scene to treat the adult male with the gunshot wounds. The homeowner was cooperative with officers, surrendered his firearm, and an investigation was begun into what occurred there.
Follow me on this. There's the next big thing in as far as the food craze goes.
What's that? Spoiled meatballs?
No. Breast milk for adults.
No. Yeah. No, absolutely not. No.
I'm in 100% agreement. But this is the, unacceptable. Again, we're talking millennials. Breast milk has something in it called human milk something or another. It's HMO for short. It's a synthetic version of it that could help with our brain. So they're making synthetic breast milk with this HMO in it in an effort to help with our brains, our immune system, food allergies, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome.
Thank you very much. I'll stick with my cobra venom. It's working fine.
Here are the doctors behind this breast milk.
Can you put doctors in air quotes, please?
Human milk oligosaccharides are the third most abundant component in human milk, and until now, only breastfed babies have been able to benefit. And the data are very promising, showing that can support and strengthen the developing immune system more like the breastfed baby. The potential, again, for GI health and immune health would include gastrointestinal disorders, diarrhea, for example, infectious diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, food allergies, the list goes on. They are very promising.
God, I hope that we are able to colonize other planets so people will have the option of getting away from this.
Yes!
Did you see a guy in off the coast of Thailand made a bunch of money in Bitcoin?
Yeah.
And bought himself a Thai wife.
Yes.
And he took this concrete structure, towed it out to where he thought was international waters off Thailand, and anchored it to the bottom there, I guess, and declared himself his own country because he believes that he's outside their territorial waters. Mm-hmm. What he didn't know is he's still in their exclusive economic zone, and Thailand just sentenced him to death.
Jeez.
See, his scam was... Yeah. That he had the initial platform, so he's the founder, in his mind, of an independent nation.
Right.
And then put it out there on the internet where other people could buy in and attach their structures to his, so eventually you have some sort of fake landmass out there, and then you can have whatever kind of government you want.
Right. Well, attaching to it, you would have several different countries then.
No, they'd become part of his country.
Part of his country.
Because he's declared the country. But the idea, and it's a theoretical one that libertarians talk about, it's actually quite appealing, is because there's no land that can be claimed anymore, that you could create these micronations, you know, in the ocean, where if you didn't like what was going on where you lived, you just pack up and find some people you agree with a little bit more. Yeah, I think it sounds nice.
Yeah. This is a segment of the show, You Be the Judge.
But when you're on your own, you know, even the Thai Navy is pretty intimidating. And that, I think, is a Chris Kraft with a gun.
Max Kellerman from ESPN. He was hosting his show, First Take. Did he or didn't he fart on the air?
I think if we're talking about it, I haven't heard the clip, but I will say he farted because it's being discussed.
Well, he denies it. He was on another show where they brought it up. Max, you farted. No, I didn't. But what he's doing...
Worst thing he could do.
Yeah, what he's doing here, you'll hear him make a noise, like clearing his throat or something.
Trying to mask it.
And mask the cheese.
Larry King is one that never tried to mask it.
Oh,
you can
you
hear
just
it clear
hear
as day.
It. All right, take a listen. It happens fast. But listen carefully. I've tried to enhance, but they're still talking over it.
Because he knows.
And
he's trying to hide.
Yes, you be the judge. Did Max Kellerman fart?
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
Jerry.
Yep.
Now, did he? Or didn't he? Because when he's making that, it's sneaking. Here, take a listen. Here you go.
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
He's farting. He's you can hear right there. He's trying to cover it up.
No. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
He tried.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He failed.
Yeah. We were talking about it yesterday. Everybody has their own kink. You may not know it. You may think you're completely normal. Everybody has their own kink. Just ask Dax Shepard, who was on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
You know, he's the star of my favorite documentary, Idiocracy.
He always heard it, you know. You'd have sex with Jell-O, it's something special. He tried it.
Of course he did.
I moved to LA. I'm 20 years old, living in Santa Monica, and I'm just bored one evening, and all of a sudden I go, I have all the means I need. I went up to Save-On. I bought 5 boxes for $1. There was a sale, because I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to want to do this multiple times. So I buy 5 boxes of Jell-O. I mix it all up, put the glass in the refrigerator. Finally, 30 minutes up, I go get the glass of Jell-O out. I don't even take it to the bedroom. I don't know if that's even what you should do. In the kitchen, within 6 seconds, I'm just sloshing around Kool-Aid. It just completely disintegrates.
Yeah.
And then I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, and I go, oh, my goodness. I don't have insurance. I go to the L.A. Free Clinic. This doctor had to have graduated that morning. She was 26 at the oldest. I mean, still the most attractive doctor I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
She goes, so what's going on? And I'm like, there's no way I can say I had sex with Jell-O. She says, all right, let's see what's going on. I'm standing up. She's knelt down. I mean, it was such a disaster. And she just goes, that's just a rash from the gelatin. You don't have an STD.
Everybody's got their own kink.
Well, told you. That guy from ESPN, I don't know why he's denying it, but Larry King is the king.
Larry King
of
never
farts.
Absolutely.
Investigations, and in New York is Robert Malley, who served as special assistant to President Clinton for Arab-Israeli affairs. He's now director of the Middle East and North Africa program for the International Crisis Group. Let's get first the thoughts of Congressman Rohrbach on what you've heard so far. You see any optimism here?
Yeah.
No shame,
none.
No hesitation.
None.
No covering there.
No. We're talking about young millennials and researchers at the University of Chicago did a study.
Is that a legitimate school? I thought it was just a front for a lot of communism.
University of Chicago. If you tell kids that companies are manipulating them by advertising,
by getting them hooked on unhealthy foods. If you convince, that's all part of the youth brainwashing. Well, don't eat that. You know, the advertising company.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. They'll eat healthy food, not because they should, but out of rebellion.
Big challenge with any intervention with teenagers is that they tend to be rebellious. What they appreciate less is that teenagers care a lot about social justice. We taught them all about the ways in which the food industry tries to deceive them and others into eating unhealthy food and the harm this does, and the companies become rich by doing it. We just tell them the only language these companies understand is money. And so if you don't buy and eat their food, you're sending a message. You're taking a stand. It's both a symbolic and a material stand against this injustice.
And then they'll eat.
It's brainwashing.
That's precisely what it is. You know how you and I both love, and I had a great opportunity to see him last year, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Geniuses.
Well, Martin Short was on Kimmel, and I guess he has one of those Google Echoes.
What?
What is the Echo? It's not the Alexa, it's an
Echo.
Is
that the thing with the glasses, where it's augmented reality?
No.
Oh, that's Google Glass.
Yeah, this is the Echo.
Oh, so it's there, Alexa.
Right.
All right.
But he's got it rigged up that, because it can make phone calls for you and everything, he's got it rigged up so that he just can say, call Steve, and without clearing it or anything, it just goes right to Steve Martin's place. And he says it's great, what great fun it is. There you go. Here's the great Martin Short.
So you, just when you're working with Steve or whenever, you just say,
Echo, drop in on Steve Martin.
Drop
and
in
suddenly
on Steve, Martin.
Steve will come
and
up.
And he's there. It doesn't even ask it, his permission if
no.
we can look in on him.
No, and that's what I like.
It's very Star Trek. It's like suddenly Steve's just right there.
And, you know, I've seen him, you know, without any clothes on. That's as white as anything you can get. You know. He looks like, in the 80s, I think I once tried to snort him, you know.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I think it's a visual, too. I guess he just goes right to him. I guess. What's going on? What's the matter?
How many days?
Grab Bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. Your phone call's coming up next, and I'm going to tell you about an unbelievable story that happened in North Fort Myers that stretches from, I think, Detroit to Miami. And it was all, it came to a head, took place right here in Southwest Florida. An unbelievable story of kidnapping, threatening, and a big scam, big money scam.
Well, if true, I'll have to look into it because, well, you asked me to make sure you didn't turn into a meathead.
Yeah.
And if you're making up fake news,
I'm
I'll
not
have
making
to call
up,
you.
No, it's real.
How do you know? It could be the meatball talking.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone lines open. 277-9600. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. Taking your phone calls. About 30 minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would hope so.
Dave said he heard this story. This is one of the most bizarre stories I have heard of in years happening in our area. And the more I read it, the more bizarre it got.
There are lots of bizarre things going on in our area. Most of them we'll never know
about. Yeah, and this is just by chance that this one got discovered. This is wild. Let me read the headline for you. I got this from the news press, I believe. Headline: Woman passed note to North Fort Myers tax clerk leading to arrests of five people. Okay, let's delve in. It gets bizarre. A desperate note passed to a Lee County tax collector clerk led to the arrest of five people on charges that include extortion and kidnapping. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the complainant approached a clerk at the North Fort Myers tax clerk office with a note and explained that she was forced into the office to apply for a tax identification card so she could cash bogus checks with a Florida identification.
She's telling them this?
This was passed to them in a note. They made her go inside. You go get it now. You go get it. We're in the car, and I'll tell you why they were in the car in a second. The note given to the North Cleveland Avenue branch employee at about 11:50 a.m. on Thursday said, "Please don't stop them until I get in, please." Deputy, I'll just say it is deputy who was working in plain clothes at the office, and the clerk asked the woman directly additional questions. They communicated over the phone as the woman said her accused captors had her children in the vehicle outside. The woman suddenly became uncooperative, and a deputy said she left. With a description of the vehicles, the deputies found it and stopped the vehicle. Deputies found a second woman, her baby, and two infants belonging to the complainant who was in the clerk's office in the vehicle, along with four other adults. The complainant said the suspects, here are their names, Kayla Hollingsworth, age 20, Chauncey Petit III, 31, Diason Samuel Thomas, 27, and Derek Walker, 24, all of Detroit, threatened her when she said she didn't want to participate. She said they and a fifth person had picked her up in Miami, had driven her to a Fort Myers hotel. They told her she could make, quote, good money fast by cashing checks from the family business. The first woman agreed to participate, fearing for her child. The second woman told deputies the accused picked her up in Georgia, forced her to obtain a Florida identification.
How are they picking them and their kids up?
This is bizarre.
What are they saying to get them in the car?
The second woman told deputies the accused picked her up in Georgia and forced her to obtain a Florida identification. She said the suspects held her tax return money and debit card. She said the fifth suspect, one Ari Kino, age 19, who is a transient, who stayed in their hotel room. Deputies detained all five suspects and took them to headquarters for questioning. After obtaining a search warrant, deputies found approximately $60,000 in apparently fraudulent checks made out to the women. Deputies also recovered $3,500 in cash, a credit card skimming and programming device, and multiple forms of identification. Kino, the transient. Hollingsworth, Petit, and Walker were charged with kidnapping, extortion, and fraud. They remained in jail on $115,000 bonds each. Samuels Thomas was charged with kidnapping, extortion, fraud, robbery, and he remains jailed on $165,000 bond. This is insane. This is bizarro.
There's more questions than there are information.
So we got Fort Myers, North Fort Myers, Miami, Georgia, and all these people in the car holding kids hostage so the two ladies can go and get Florida identification so they can pass fraudulent checks.
I don't know if I missed something, and I apologize if I did. But how did they initially get control of women and kids?
It doesn't say. Unless they tempted the woman by saying, come with us, you can make good money with our
family
business.
Well, here, let me bring my young children. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. They told them she could make good money fast by cashing checks from the family business. It stinks wall to wall. Wall to wall. And these guys, and the four guys, they came down from Detroit.
To cash checks for the family business.
Yes, and they needed the women.
So did
to
they just
get
have
the
like
IDs.
They just had a bunch of stolen checks. Is that it?
And the card skimmer and programmer. And a lot of $3,500 in cash, $60,000 worth of fraudulent checks that they needed the ladies to cash, and they had to have their Florida ID. This is going on right up from North Fort Myers. What do you know about it? What do you know about it?
Yeah, you got to have some ideas, well, Dave, because you got a smart mind when it comes to scams.
Stan, come on, life. Man. Why do you got to say stuff like that? But from what it seems, though, I would say that they were tempted with drugs as well.
You just read the guy's text.
No, I didn't. What? Is that somebody texting? No, I would say they were probably tempted by drugs. That's why the children got involved.
Because the children want drugs?
No. I mean, somebody. The ladies were on probably something.
What would
so
you
they're
guess?
I don't know. Maybe they're on meth or crack or whatever it is. But they're going to bring.
You're assuming an awful lot there.
Well, they're going to bring their children along. That happens all the time, Stan. You see stories like that all the time.
Yeah.
They just bring their kids. I don't know, because they don't want to leave them.
They think the kids are safer with them while they're...
Well, absolutely, getting high.
So they'll bring the kids to... And I learned a new term last week. They'll bring kids to the trap house.
Yeah, probably to the trap house.
The what?
Yeah, to a trap house to, you know...
Do you know... You don't know what trap is? I don't blame you.
I know to be trapped... You know, a mouse trap, have a heart trap.
I learned this last week. A Puerto Rican rapper sold out Hertz Arena, and the music that he does is trap house.
I don't know what that is.
Can you explain it, Dave?
Trap houses are homes that are abandoned where dealers will set up operation, and not only operation for selling drugs, they set up portable studios.
Right, that happens in Lehigh Acres all the time.
And they record music.
Oh,
as well inside the trap house.
So
and that's
like,
why the music is known
it's like
as trap.
What we would call a crack house
right.
is what they're talking about.
Right, right.
So or a shooting gallery.
Right. So they run their operation plus record music.
And they will record music out of that. Yep.
Why would you identify your music like that?
I don't know. They just it's a term.
And people just love it.
It's a term called trap music.
You said what? They sold out Hertz Arena?
Yep. Yeah.
Couple of trappers.
Yep.
Yeah. Puerto Rican traps, Dan.
So, what is this music like? They just talk about doing drugs in a rundown house?
It's very simple. Yeah, they're just talking about selling crack or weed or whatever.
This is what they sing about?
Yes. Yes.
And then they probably give in the song the address where their trap is. Yeah. So
it's like an ad.
Yeah. Like an advertising thing.
Like a jingle.
See, I don't understand any of this.
Counting their cheddar.
Count what?
Money.
Well, music is powerful.
Yeah.
There's like this mariachi band. They can't even go to Mexico anymore. They've been banned. They're in California now. And I guess they've won Grammys and stuff. And all they do is sing tributes to the drug cartels.
Well, the drug cartels probably like that, and you give them money for it.
It's very popular.
They set them up.
Oh, absolutely. The cartels.
Narcoridos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They will have, cartels will have certain mariachi bands actually write songs for them. You know? They pay them money to write songs in their
That's
honor.
That's wild.
Look at El Chapo down there in Sinaloa.
You ever meet the man?
No, man. But
he knows. He knows things.
He's a deity down there, man. He's a god down there. It's crazy.
And then what does his name mean? The fat?
The shorty.
Oh, yeah. The shorty.
The fat.
Oh, that's El Gordo.
Yeah, that's El Gordo.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we need to get into some sort of illicit business.
What are you talking about? We'll be the ones that get caught.
But, see, you and me will partner. We'll have Dave as muscle.
What?
And they won't know that it's multiple people. We'll create a persona called El Gordo. You don't want to mess with El Gordo.
The fat.
It's like Heisenberg.
Yeah. We're the ones that get caught. These guys, they're selling out Hertz Arena. They're going and paying tribute to drug. We go and do something like that. We're the first ones nabbed, and they got us dead to right.
You know, we do the way back every week, and we listen to the songs from the 70s and 80s, and it's like, what are the kids being fed, man? It's Trap House and Gangsta.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
It's not about having fun and, you know, getting a hot chick and rock and rolling. It's about, I got to make money.
Yeah.
So as I can get some more of that stuff.
Whatever happened to boom, boom, out go the lights. You know? Wait, where have you gone, Pat Travers?
He's in Orlando.
Yeah, I know.
Retired.
Still doing Boom Boom Out Goes the Lights every once in a while. Which is a great song.
Snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Yep.
Harmless.
Having fun.
Yep. Not singing about drugs.
All right, we gotta take a break. Oof. When we come back, we do it every Wednesday. The lovely Karen will be joining us.
Trap House.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You never saw that in our day.
We'll get a random boom, boom, out, go to smoking whiskey, drinking cocaine. Yeah.
I'm snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Yeah, I remember.
I used to love that.
That's a great song.
Harmless fun.
Yeah, harmless. We didn't go all nuts with trap.
No. You wouldn't catch us in a trap house.
Yeah.
We were busy.
We're going to get a lucky Stan and Haney listener go head-to-head with Mark Haney. And if you defeat Haney, we've got a lot of great prizes this week.
Oh, turn it up.
Oh, yeah. See, this is harmless.
Yeah, you didn't have that nonsense back in our day.
Salted whiskey!
Is this Trap House, Dave?
No way, man. This is good rock and roll, bro.
But he's talking about snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
That guy's just living, man. He ain't selling.
So that's what it's about, is the slinging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn right.
We'll be back to play the game. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, you're a little everybody. On edge, aren't you?
How do you figure?
I think the meatball's getting to you.
I'm not talking about it. Don't worry about it. I was told by a texter I should just get it out of my head. It's in my head. It makes me sick.
Makes you a meathead.
I don't know, but I got the sweats.
Let's ask Karen. She's smarter than we are. Karen, if meatballs have been served to a gathering.
Okay.
Let's say last night here in Florida.
Buffet style.
Sure.
And set out.
Outside.
Outside.
Like in like nature, like outside?
It's
undercover, but exposed to the elements.
Okay.
And picked over. And at the end of the night, the stuff that nobody wanted is then wrapped up, driven home, and then refrigerated.
How long was that out?
Then taken out of the refrigerator, brought to work, and me microwaving it and eating it.
That's a lot of miles on a meatball.
Well, that's a lot of just time standing out there in
and,
the elements.
And then you refrigerate it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah,
does he look okay to you? Because he ate those meatballs.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't need a Kleenex, Dave.
It's all right. That's your Kleenex now, brah.
Yep, you own it.
May the odds be forever in your favor.
Time now to play.
But you would need it.
Probably not.
Are you smarter than Haney? I have in front of me six categories. Your job is to get all six before Haney gets all six. Karen's in here because she's your lifeline. She will answer one of the categories for you if you would like. You don't want to answer it. She'll answer.
Karen's a young person. Do you know about trap music?
I mean, it's not like my genre of music to go to, but I do know like some of the artists and things.
Is it just all about drugs?
I mean, they talk about their life and their experiences.
And it's usually drugs.
With cooking crack.
I mean, for the most part, it could be about drugs or violence. But I mean, some of them, too, can talk about life experiences and be a little more above.
When they got busted for drugs.
We're like from a different planet. You know, when we were growing up listening to radio, some people want to save the world with silly love songs.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'd like to know.
Because here we go.
Again.
we're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener.
Yes.
You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you defeat Haney, we've got some great prizes. I'll make it a winner's choice. Barbecue Saw, Pewter Mug, Bam's Restaurant, Carrabba's Restaurant, Subway. You can go see the Dio hologram with Jizzy Pearl's Love Hate at the Barber B Man. We've got Rockville tickets at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville. We've got golf. Three places, Palmetto Pines, Eagle Ridge Golf Club, Arrowhead Golf Club. We also have Sunshine Ace Hardware gift certificates, and we also have tickets to Miracle Game.
Wow.
The Miracle back in action.
It's a lot of choices.
Yep. It'll be winner's choice. Now, the way this thing works, I will ask a question. You answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long, you lose.
Now, was it last week you were accused of rigging the game for
me? Yeah, I was. And it wasn't even your question. You stole it. Random standing.
What would be
listener.
The point in rigging the game?
I don't know. I don't got nothing invested in it.
I'm right here.
You
I
sure?
see it all.
And you know that where nobody's
not,
cheating.
No.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
Nothing trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host. I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. So many people want to play this game. We'd like a first-time player, if at all possible. We're going to release the phones now, Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Random listener, this does not necessarily mean the first person I picked the phone up with. If you have a bad connection, I can't understand you. You're being a jackass. I'll get rid of you. Let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, have you ever played this game before?
I have not, and I've always wanted to.
And you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, have you, Jessica?
No, sir.
All right, Jessica.
Jessica thinks she's smarter than me?
I don't know. Jessica?
I don't know. We'll see.
I believe in you.
Jessica, say hi to your lifeline. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jessica. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Here are the categories. And Jessica, just remember, if your opponent cannot answer the question and you have the category available, you can steal, okay?
Okay.
First person to get all six categories. The categories are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature. There we go. And sports and leisure. We start always with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category. Make sure you have your ears on Jessica. If he doesn't get it right, you can steal.
Okay.
All right. Haney, category?
Geography.
Geography for Mark Haney to start the game. Haney, what sticky dish did Harvard's most famous theatrical society take its name from?
You sure that's geography?
Yes, it is.
Hasty pudding.
Yep.
I still don't think it belongs in that category.
It's in the geography category, and you got it.
I don't understand how that relates to geography.
No. I guess Harvard is a place.
Sure.
I guess.
I think in a court of law.
I know. Jessica, category.
Arts and literature, please.
Well, arts and literature.
Sick. What is the capital of Montana?
What book, Jessica, what book besides the Bible are you likely to find in your Marriott hotel room? What book besides the Bible are you likely to find in your Marriott hotel room?
I have no idea. The phone book?
Incorrect.
Good answer.
Good
though.
Answer. Yeah. A few years ago.
If it was a trick question.
Haney, you can steal. Other than the Bible in Marriott hotels.
Can I use my lifeline?
No!
I'd really like to.
You can't. And it's not. You're stealing if you get this. In arts and literature. Boy, that would be a good one to get off the list.
Yeah,
I know you hate that category. What would you find?
How specific do I have to be?
Pretty specific. Take a guess.
Like a Zagat guide?
Incorrect. You would find...
Well, that wouldn't be a book. No. It would be more of a magazine. A
pamphlet, or, you know, one of them long things.
Yeah.
That you can... No, the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Founder John Willard Marriott was a devout member of the church, and there's...
Oh, I had no idea.
There's a book right in there. You knew that,
mm-hmm.
didn't you?
I worked for Marriott a little bit ago, so I knew.
Wow.
I'm surprised they let you go.
Yeah, once you're in, you can't get out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if I hired her, I would never let her quit.
Oh, thank you so much.
We don't know. Did you get fired or quit?
Absolutely not. I left.
Of course.
And they were probably very upset.
Oh, yeah, they were. I loved working there. They were great.
Haney, you have control.
We stole her.
Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
And you know why I chose it?
Why?
Because it was the last thing you said.
Okay. and keep in mind, Jessica, you have the category open. You can steal it if Haney gets it incorrectly.
Thank you.
Haney, what car maker made the Aspire, Probe, and Tempo?
Ford.
You are correct. It is Ford. By the way, I forgot to add, and Jessica, I'm telling you this now, we had to institute a new rule about a month ago. You have to get at least two right to even be eligible for the prize.
Okay.
Because too many people tried to cheat.
That's really because of one guy.
Yeah, well, there were others, but we let it go. Jessica, it's wide open. You got Karen.
Well, it was one guy that made it too obvious.
Yep. You got Karen as your lifeline. Go.
Entertainment.
Listen carefully, Jessica, in entertainment. Who is Spicoli's nemesis in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Mr. Hand.
Yes, very good.
Good job.
Good friend of ours.
Yep. Ray Walston. You're on the board, Jessica. Good job.
I would put him up as one of our best guests of all time.
He was a blatantly honest man.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
There goes the picture. Entertainment Haney. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science.
Science. Science. All right, let's see. Now listen carefully. Listen very carefully. Haney, these words are used to describe shapes of what natural item? Elliptic, lance, palmate, spear, trifoliate. They are words used to describe shapes of what natural? It's found in nature. Elliptic, lance, palmate, spear, trifoliate. They are used to describe shapes of what natural item?
Rocks?
Incorrect. Jessica, you can steal.
Crystals?
Incorrect.
Is it diamonds?
Incorrect. Leaves.
What?
Leaves. Leaves on a tree. Leaves on a tree.
Fairly big.
I gave you... Never mind. Jessica, geography, history.
No, but you didn't even have me anywhere near the neighborhood.
No. Jessica, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
You want history?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. History. Listen carefully. What two states include land purchased from Mexico in the 1854 Gladstone Purchase? What two states were involved
in the... Is that Gladstone or Gadsden?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gadsden. Yeah, we'll put an L in there. Gadsden Purchase. 1854 Gadsden Purchase from Mexico. Two states involved.
Arizona and Nevada.
Close, but no cigar. Haney, she got one of them right. I'm not going to tell you which one. You can steal.
Well, I know there are only two, but it could be three. Arizona, California?
Incorrect.
Arizona, New Mexico?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
That was it. All right, Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
You know, I do have to say I was very impressed that Jessica got Mr. Hond.
Yeah, it was very nice, Mr. Hond.
Aloha.
Yeah, Mr. Hond.
I'll use my lifeline.
All right. Karen, for Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Entertainment, please.
Entertainment. I hope you know this.
Oh, gosh.
I hope you know this.
I better.
And you cannot steal, Jessica. You have that category.
She earned that.
Yeah, she did. Karen, what quirky holiday features the feats of strength and airing of grievances?
Repeat that again?
Sure.
I know this one.
I know, but yeah. we Jessica.
We all do, yeah. Jessica.
Hey.
Yeah, we all. I think, Dave, you got this one? Yeah, of course you do, because you can't get it wrong, because we can't have you guess.
Oh.
It's not your fault, Karen.
Karen, what quirky holiday...
Little before your time.
The 90s. What quirky holiday features... Still seen a lot every year. What quirky holiday features feats of strength and airing of grievances?
Is it April Fool's?
That is incorrect.
It's Festivus.
It's Festivus.
What?
Festivus.
It's a made-up thing on Seinfeld.
For the rest of us.
Okay.
Festivus for the rest of us. You knew that, Jessica, didn't you?
Yep.
Jessica, go ahead. Categories, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure.
Science.
Science! Oh, okay. Here you go in science and nature, Jessica, and you need this one. That'll give you two correct, and you're eligible for a prize.
And then we'll call it a day.
Then it's all academic. Jessica, what household device invented in 1869 was originally called the Whirlwind? Well, it was originally called the Whirlwind. It was invented in 1869. The Whirlwind.
Oh, gosh.
Household device. The Whirlwind.
A fan?
Incorrect. Haney, steel and science and nature.
Vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum cleaner. The Whirlwind.
Oh.
Yeah, Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature.
History.
In history. All right. Haney, in 2007, San Francisco became the first U.S. city to officially ban what item? In 2007, San Francisco became the first U.S. city to officially ban what item?
Is it a specific item?
Yeah.
Or is it a material?
You know what it is. I would be giving away too much of the answer. If you take that as a hint in some way, shape, or that would be giving away too much of the answer.
I want to have two shots at this because I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Well, then the question, I'm going to give Jessica two tries at it.
No. Styrofoam?
Incorrect.
Plastic straws?
Incorrect.
Okay, I missed it. What is it?
Well, Jessica can steal. What do you think, Jessica?
Discrimination in the workplace?
No.
Is it trans fats?
No.
Plastic bags?
Plastic bags. The plastic bags in grocery stores. Jessica, come on. You need to get one here.
I know. Geography. So much easier when I'm listening.
Geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
We'll try arts and literature again.
Arts and literature. Are you good at arts and literature, you think?
I don't know.
All right. In To Kill a Mockingbird, what are the nicknames of Atticus Finch's children?
Scout. And I can't remember the other one.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Finch? Scout and Finch? Oh, that's not
incorrect.
Right.
Incorrect. Oh, sweetheart. Haney, you can steal.
I don't know. Harper Lee.
No. Jem, and Scout.
Yes.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature.
History.
History. I don't know if you remember the name of this or not. A 1987...
Do you?
I had to think. A 1987 trip on what yacht effectively ended Gary Hart's presidential career?
Monkey Business.
Yes, sir.
Did I have to think about it? No.
I did have to think about it. Okay, that's what it was. All right, Jessica, please get one here. Geography, history, arts and literature.
That was a dark day for America.
Yes. Science and nature. Sports and leisure.
Try sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Be kind, Stan.
I'm trying to be kind. I gotta take what...
You're gonna get this. You're gonna get this.
Let's see. Ah, I like this one. Jessica. This would be more in the leisure end of things than sport. What name is given to a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken?
A turdurkin.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Turdurkin.
It's a turducken.
A turdurkin.
I'm giving it to her.
She knew.
It's a turducken, though. It is a turducken. But I just couldn't take that from her like that.
No. Would you have taken it from me?
Yes. Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
You should know better. You should know better.
If I said turdurken, you'd go, I'm sorry.
I would have said sorry. All right, Haney. Entertainment, arts, and literature.
My favorites. Let's go arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
This is like, oh, this category is like a, you know, having a pile of beets left on your plate.
La, da, da. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, let's see. Haney, in arts and literature, what museum institution was originally funded by a British scientist named James Smithson? What museum institution was originally funded by a British scientist named James Smithson?
You're serious.
I'm serious.
The Smithsonian.
You are correct. The Smithsonian. All right, Jessica. Geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
Jessica, the month of July is named for what historical leader?
Julius Caesar.
You are correct.
Good job.
Very nice. Very nice. Haney, you are at match point. Now, what this means for you, Jessica, is if Haney gets it correct, game over, he wins. If he misses it, you already have the category, but you do gain control and will get another question. Haney, in entertainment.
Can I have a free guess? Without you asking the question?
Sure.
Miley Cyrus.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Figured
I'd give it a shot.
Haney, what character did Russell Crowe play in The Gladiator?
The Gladiator.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
A for effort.
Russell Crowe is The Gladiator.
He played Maximus.
The Gladiator.
Maximus, that was the character.
Fake it till you make it.
That was his role.
What did Maximus do for a living?
He was a gladiator.
He wasn't a gladiator, he was the gladiator.
Jessica, geography, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science.
And we have under 2 minutes to go in the game.
All right, science.
All right. Is your voice box a muscle, an organ, or a bone?
You got this.
Is your voice box a muscle, an organ, or a bone?
Muscle.
Incorrect.
That was an especially harsh buzzer. That was a judgmental buzzer. Yeah,
very much so. Very much so. It is actually an organ, otherwise known as the larynx.
But isn't it made up of bone
no,
and whatnot?
It's an organ. Haney, entertainment. I can't believe you got this. Game is over, Jessica. I'm sorry.
I know.
According to his 1984 hit, Haney, what speed can't Sammy Hagar drive?
Oh, geez.
I know this. Oh, come on. I know this. I know this.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jessica. It's,
go ahead.
55.
Yeah, it's 55. Haney's the victor. But, Jessica, mm-hmm. you got three answers correct, which means
Beautiful.
you're
Jessica is one of the smarter
you
opponents.
Are one, trust me, you
did
are.
Great.
You got it. You have a prize. You just have to say something to my friend Haney.
Haney, you are definitely smarter than me.
I don't know. I don't know. I think on a long enough timeline, there are no winners.
Jessica, I'm going to put you on hold. You'll get a list of some prizes you can select. Take the one you want. Compliments of the Stan and Haney Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
She did
Hold
a good
on.
Job.
Great yes. job. And you did a nice job, too, Karen. Thank you very much.
Of course.
We're going to take a break
you
here.
You know, it's always so anticlimactic when I win.
I know. And it's been going on like this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Stick by your radio. Seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You're plumb out of time for the 4 o'clock safe word. You missed it. You're going to get another chance to pick up a thou with Rob Show at 6 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's get things started right now. Let's get you updated on traffic, our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. We are going to start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. Got another one in North Fort Myers as well. Crescent Lake Drive and Bayshore Road. Fort Myers, crash. Pebble Brook Boulevard and Gemstone Court.
Yeah, any of those items involved in that geographical area?
I doubt it highly. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Irving Avenue North, Enley Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? He's about ready to tell you right now because Haney's got today's headlines.
La-da-da-da. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right, just to check, did Squirrel Bait leave?
Who?
Dingbat. Dave.
No, he's still around. Why?
Because I was going to unplug his headphones. He wanted to sit in and listen today, but I'm not going to have him plugged in and...
Look, it's my fault. I was supposed to bring a coloring book, and I forgot. Okay? Just live with it. We live in a world I do not understand.
Yep, you and me both.
Evidently, men are now getting Scrotox injections.
What?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to do?
We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
We'll also tell you what happened when the blind guy fell on the train tracks.
What, is this some kind of joke?
No, it's very serious.
Yeah.
Blind man falls on the train tracks.
Talking about the subway tracks? I think I saw it.
Well, what happened?
He should have watched where he was going.
Yeah? Well, he's blind. How can he watch?
He had a stick.
Well, the stick can't see.
Stick. Hard ground. Uh-oh. There's nothing there.
A couple is busted for getting it on in a kiddie pool as kids were swimming.
Oh, that's sick. Come on. Kiddie pool.
And that's
okay.
A difficult thing to deal with because you can't really turn the hose on them.
No.
And over the years, we've learned a little something about women.
They're crazy and capable of anything.
We'll tell you about the woman who went to the rallies in St. Louis to get some chocolate ice cream. It ended in chaos. Sure. And finally, a woman beat her boyfriend severely with his prosthetic leg.
Nice.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important. You got to have it at least once a day. And that's why we bring to you now the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone? I think it'll be there.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
There we go.
What would happen if we lost our jobs?
Huh?
What would happen?
Why are you talking like that?
Oh,
I don't know.
To set up the bit.
Jeez, well, you're looking me right in the eye. I don't know. I've been doing this too long. If I was at it for a couple of years, I'd find something else.
For a couple of years?
Yeah.
It'd take you a couple of years.
Yeah, I would. I mean, but we've been doing this in this very spot for 27, 28 years.
Thank God we haven't had to deal with that situation.
Yeah. And at our age right now, the chances of finding other work is next to nothing.
Well, statistics show.
Yeah, about 3%.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you're still unemployed.
Top reasons why you're still unemployed.
Simple, really.
Mm-hmm.
Weed.
Because he knows that. Let it. Yeah.
You applied to be put in charge of Middle East peace, but your father-in-law isn't the president.
Yep.
Your only suit is full of bullet holes.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, I am laughing it up.
You don't have time to both have a job and watch everything in the Netflix queue.
It's amazing. Even when he's in here, we have to use canned him because he don't know when to
laugh.
No,
he'll give us a laugh.
No, bro, I was in the kitchen, man, eating.
I don't care.
You can laugh, can't you?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Your name is Colin Kaepernick.
Afros.
What? Yeah, you're right, man.
It's stream of consciousness. Because the thing with him is you could throw anything out there and he'll have something to say about it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Dave. Yeah, effing Chernobyl.
Oh, Megadeth.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's funny.
Damn whale strandings.
Oh, yeah, blubbers. Yeah.
And damn moon dust.
Oh, man, snorted up.
Neil Armstrong's golf cart, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, wheels fall off.
Damn particle physics.
Yeah, that's brain stuff, man.
Buffoon. Buffoon.
Homogenized milk, bro.
Yep.
Damn ignition switch.
Dude, stolen cars.
Top reasons you're still unemployed.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe at your last job, you
recognize a few of these.
At your last job, you punched a time clock, and your boss.
Yep.
Yeah. Laugh it up.
You will only accept a non-soul-crushing job.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Ringing close to home, ain't it, Dave?
Yeah, bro.
And finally, the very top reason you're still unemployed.
Yes.
Your inspirational kitty poster features an empty branch with the phrase, screw it, let go.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, right on. Go for it.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email time.
Damn car exhaust.
Yeah, backfiring.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Friggin'
okay.
Friggin' oak trees.
Dude, stupid bark.
Shut up! Didn't you just say you were just gonna sit here?
Yeah,
you know what? Don't turn up my pot.
Yeah, black t-shirt.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of Dave, you didn't hear this yesterday, Dave. Steve writes, ahoy, Stan and Haney. LMAO. Haney calling Dave yesterday by accident, servant.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Poor Waterman, beaten and bruised every single day. Love it. Keep it up. makes people with low self-esteem feel better about themselves.
Signed, Steve. See, Stan was talking about you, and what I was saying is that I'm a great white shark, and you're my remora.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get that.
You stay close to me, you don't get eaten.
Yeah, man, you know. Help keep things good, man.
Sucking off them.
What?
Nothing.
Dirty words, man.
This one,
yeah, man. That ain't cool, brah. Yeah,
no.
This one comes...
Not today, brah.
Unsigned.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Heard you guys talking that Haney drinks tea. Haney, you should try tea with a shot of Crown Royal Peach and a twist of lemon.
That sounds appealing.
It does, doesn't it?
Dave knows I'm very particular about my iced tea.
Yeah, that's right. Forget the tea. Just shoot the crown.
Shh, shh, shh. What? Do you need some booze right now?
No.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
A little shaky?
Yeah,
I'm good.
A little trembly? You do have the shakes.
Nope, I'm good. No, I don't.
Why do we have so much booze in here? I don't buy it. You don't buy it.
It's for Dave.
Where's it come from?
Nobody knows.
They're just lining up.
You know what? I guess it's a good problem to have, bro.
Absolute Law text line. When's Dave leaving? I'd like to return as a steady listener.
All right. Love it.
I hear you. I hear you, brother. I hear you.
He's a good boy.
Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Any hot words to be advised of?
Let me take a look. Jesus.
Has he gotten into the Maxine Waters stuff?
No, we got Lee County Sheriff. A lot of sheriff. Significant damage. I don't know. Let's find out what he's talking about here.
I am going to have to remember to do it tonight. I'll send it to our email address so you can forward it to The Guardian.
What?
I got like probably 100 pages of detailed intel that will make his whole weekend.
Nobody will do anything about it, though.
No, but he'll love it.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys.
It uses facial recognition and all kinds of stuff.
An incident happened to my daughter yesterday. Hasn't she been through enough? Guys, an incident happened to my daughter yesterday that showed me not all young people are idiots. So my daughter comes out of work only to discover that her car had been hit. Significant damage was done to the car. I'm guessing $1,000 to $1,500 worth. So she sees a note on the car from a young lady who witnessed the whole thing. Included in the note, a description of the car, the tag number, and a description of the person driving the car. This young lady was raised the right way to do the right thing. Of course, she called the Lee County Sheriff's Office so she could have a report for insurance. It's kind of funny. With all the information he had, the report was short and sweet. When he left, you know where he was headed? Right out to issue a ticket for the accident. So thank you to that young lady for doing the right thing and to the Sheriff's Department for doing a great job. Well, tomorrow the report comes out. And apparently Barnes & Noble will be carrying it, too. You can buy the book and read it for yourself.
With a nice foreword by Alan Dershowitz?
Yes! And you know that the Dems will be having something to bitch about. They are so caught
up. You think about it. What we know so far is that nothing criminal is going to come out of this, but they had 2 years to figure out how to make him look bad.
Yeah, and they're expecting that. So they are so caught up in their hate for Trump, nothing will ever satisfy them. Idiots! You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I don't know what they want to see, because you have the end result.
What they're going to see, and even Republicans are saying this, for 2.5 years, nobody is a perfect saint. They're going to have witnesses and people's testimony that might say some off-color
things. Like what Michael Cohen did and said, he's a bad man. He said bad things about somebody at some point.
They're going to be off-color things that might have been said and quoted. And what's going to happen is nothing is criminal. people say things in 2.5 years that they may not want to say or be made public. And these are going to be zero-in points for the Democrats to say, see, look what he said right here. And he's got three people that will confirm it, but he didn't break any laws.
And you know what? It's something to bear in mind, too. If you remember at the beginning of his administration, Comey repeatedly told him,
he wasn't under investigation.
You're not under investigation,
right.
Which was a flat-out lie.
Yeah.
So in the initial stages of this, the president himself, and on the advice of his then-counsel, mm-hmm. said, well, I haven't done anything. How should I deal with this? Well, Mr. President, give them full access to everybody
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was for the first couple of months.
I know.
It was, okay, this will be over in no time. We cooperate. They can see there's nothing there.
Words or things that might have been said are not criminal, but they're going to zero in on it.
If there's anything unflattering...
There will be.
That's what we're going to hear about.
Yep. But there's no laws broken.
No laws broken and information obtained under false pretenses.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. As far as traffic goes, we got an update for you. We got a road watcher update, very important, and I'll also update you on other stuff. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, this coming in from our road watchers, and it's pretty nasty. Major accident just south of exit 108, which is Pine Ridge. And I'm looking at pictures of it right now. Avoid southbound from 111 to 105, and avoid northbound from 105 to 108 on I-75. Major delays. Also, we have in North Fort Myers, crash, North Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. And this one in Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail and the Village Shops Way. And you are up to date, but we are aware of what's happening down south of us at the Pine Ridge exit, exit 108, major accident over there. So we'll keep you updated. Anything that follows, we'll pass it on to you. But it just happened. So be aware of that. Major delays down there. We were talking earlier about this story that was in the news press. We talked about it. Woman passed note to North Fort Myers tax clerk, leading to arrests of five people for extortion, kidnapping. Two women involved, four men involved. They finally caught them, got into their dwelling, found $3,500 in cash, credit card skimming and programming device, multiple forms of identification, and approximately $60,000 in fraudulent checks made out to the two women. They claimed that they were being kidnapped. Their kids were in the car. And it was the woman that went into the Fort Myers tax clerk office and passed a note to the clerk there that there was problems. I am told that we have a witness to the situation. Hello, sir.
Yes, this is Mr. Jeffrey.
Mr. Jeffrey, you informed our producer that you were in the tax clerk building and witnessed what happened in regards to the kidnapping and extortion case that occurred yesterday?
Yes, sir. It was quite a sight.
Okay. Will you describe what happened? First of all, Mr. Jeffrey, and I hope I can call Mr. Jeff. That's your first name or last name, Mr. Jeffrey.
My name is Jive.
Jive. J-I-V-E. Jive.
Jive. Jive.
Jide. Mr. Jide Jeffrey.
My name is Clive. Okay. C-L-I-V-E.
Clive. That's Clive. Never mind,
yes,
sir.
Okay. That is correct.
All right,
my
so,
name is Clive.
Clive. Sir, Mr. Jeffrey, you were in the building. What were you in the building for?
Well, sir, I had to approach the registrar of the tax authority due to business reasons necessitating for tax purposes, a second form of identification.
So you were there to get an ID.
Related to the fact that I am applying for membership at a wholesale club for tax purposes due to business operations I am involved with my partners who also accompanied me to the authority of the tax registrar magistrate here in the county of Lee.
You were with other people. Were they also trying to get a license? Who were you with?
I happen to be with my business associates, one of which happens to be a member of Parliament in the Caribbean nation of Anguilla, where I also maintain a postal address.
Okay, and that was one, and then you were with two of your friends?
I was with several of my business associates.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't need to know them. I want to know what you saw, sir. You're in there. The woman came in from the automobile, her children in the car, along with I believe a Mr. Samuel Thomas, a Mr. PT, and a Miss Hollingsworth. You were in there, saw one of the women. Please tell me what you saw. Did you see the vehicle? Did you see the children? Did you see the people inside the vehicle?
Well, it was difficult for me to see because the window that I was at was a window where you apply for certain titles that identify oneself as a legitimate entrepreneur.
Okay.
Now,
what is it that you sell, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it is a very complicated business. You see, there is a factory in Hyderabad, Pakistan, and another in Rawalpindi, India. And these manufacture off-market pharmaceuticals, non-patent medicines, that we then import and export into the United States with or without a prescription to improve the sexual potency of the male.
I understand. And you have offices in Anguilla, Pakistan, and India in the pharmaceutical?
Yes, I maintain a postal address in Anguilla. I have never stepped foot there. However, my partner, Mr. Richard, is a member of Parliament in Anguilla,
okay, Mr.
the
Richard.
Caribbean nation of Anguilla,
right,
which is a Dutch colony.
Thank you,
but
sir.
But they do have the home rule.
Okay, so you were you in the tax clerk office with Mr. Richard of Anguilla?
Well, Mr. Richard was there with me. However, he is not a resident of the county of Lee.
I understand.
He is of Duluth of Georgia.
How is he in Georgia if he's from Anguilla?
He was here to sign certain very important papers that I then had to have properly notarized by a magistrate.
I understand. I'm asking you, though, Mr. Jive, Jeffrey, what is it that you saw that tipped you off that something was going on?
Well, the first thing I had to explain to the clerk is that it is not intravenous. It is, many of these medications are sublingual.
Sir, yes. I'm asking about your business. You claimed, you told our producer that you witnessed
what was going down at the North Fort Myers tax clerk office when the lady came in with the note saying that her children were being held hostage because she was being forced to get a Florida identification card to pass bad checks. You said you saw this.
I saw the whole thing.
What did you see?
Well, in reality, my associate, Mr. Glenn, had a much better view than I did.
Now, who's Mr. Glenn? Was he along with Mr. Richard, who is from Antigua? And Mr. Glenn is what? Where is he from?
No. Mr. Richard is a member of the parliament in the Caribbean nation of Anguilla, which is a Dutch possession, but operates under home rule.
Right, and he has an address in Georgia. And Mr. Glenn was with you as well, and he's from where?
Mr. Glenn makes his home in the Fort of Lauderdale.
Okay, that's fine. Now, you said Mr. Glenn, one of your associates, had a better view of what was going on. Did Mr. Glenn tell you what he saw, or were you oblivious to this?
Mr. Glenn, I was not oblivious, sir.
Okay, I understand. You were there to get some kind of business thing for your pharmaceutical companies, which you have in Anguilla, Pakistan, and India.
Non-intravenous.
I know, sublingual. Mr. Glenn saw it and not you.
Yes, and Mr. Glenn very discreetly whispered to me, I think there was a problem with this Mr. Samuel and Mr. Joseph.
Right, but they were in the car at the time, right? Was he parked next to them?
He had seen them and said that this lady, Ms. Hollingsworth, evidently had children in the car.
Yes.
There was boy number one, boy number two, and girl number three.
Okay, and they were the children, boy number one,
yes.
Boy number two, and girl number three.
Now, I never saw girls one and two.
I didn't think we got to girls one and two. There were three kids in the car, boy one,
there
boy
was
two,
boy
girl
number
three.
One, boy number two, and girl number three,
all
as
right.
It was described to me.
Bye.
I never saw girl number one or girl number two.
And this was described to you by Mr. Glenn?
By Mr. Glenn.
All right, not Mr. Richard from Anguilla.
I am sorry to say that Mr. Richard, due to his status as a foreign diplomat, felt that he should not get involved.
Good point. Then why are you bringing up his name now, Mr. Jeffrey
Jive? Because he should be ashamed, because we all know when we see something wrong, we say something wrong.
All right, I follow you on that. So you were in there. You at no time were considered a suspect, were you?
I am not entirely sure. I was questioned at length. I kept my composure.
Uh-huh. You seem like a man who can keep his composure. You're probably a sharp dresser, too.
I do take pride in my appearance, yes. And I explained to the bureaucrat that they are required by statute to treat men of my caliber with respect at all times.
What do you mean of your caliber? You're just a businessman looking for a license to peddle your pharmaceuticals in Lee County.
Non-intravenous.
I understand, sublingual. Your status, you're just an average person coming in trying to get some identification, and Mr. Glenn was the one that witnessed the whole thing. Mr. Richard probably saw some of it, but he doesn't want to talk.
Mr. Richard was appalled at this bureaucrat's treatment of myself and stepped in and said, excuse me.
Sir.
But do you happen to know that you are now addressing a member of the Parliament of Antigua?
I thought it was Anguilla. I thought it was Anguilla, sir.
Pardon?
Anguilla. A member of Parliament
correct,
of Anguilla. Mr. Richard is. You said Antigua.
I am terribly sorry, as you can probably tell. I am very emotionally upset at the moment, and I may have misspoke.
Okay.
So Mr. Richard then produces his credentials.
Right, from Anguilla.
At that point, I think, and this is my own speculation, that the bureaucrat saw the photograph on his ID, which shows a very kind, smiling gentleman, and she can see this is not the man before her.
Well, who was before her? Mr. Richard from Anguilla? What, was he mad?
Yes, he was showing active displeasure with this bureaucrat and with the full faith and credit of the Parliament of Anguilla,
okay.
Dutch colony, okay. Home rule.
You didn't see anything, did you? You didn't see anything.
And Mr. Richard said to this bureaucratic woman, I don't think we need to have an incident of international proportions, and perhaps your time would be better spent investigating Mr. Samuel and Mr. Jeffrey with boy number one, boy number
You're
two,
Mr.
and girl
Jeffrey.
Number three.
You're Mr. Jeffrey. Investigate Mr. Mr. Richard's telling you to investigate Mr. Jeffrey? That's
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Joseph.
I couldn't follow any of that. We'll be back.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
I'm impressed.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I gotta go behind the scenes here just for a second. So Haney had unplugged his headphones, and
I needed him in the other room.
And there was 20 seconds left before we went on the air. And Haney looks at where he sits. He goes, oh, crap, I forgot my headphones. And Haney's like, oh, no, I got to go. Dave goes, I'll do it. Give me where it's at. Tell me where. And I said to Dave, you got 20 seconds to do it, knowing that there's no way on God's green earth he can get back
in
20
can.
Seconds
yes, he can.
Where he had to go to get your headphones. And he did. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, the NFL draft is coming up, and if they were going to evaluate Dave, what they say is he's got a good twitch. Yeah, he's got twitchy muscles.
Yep. He's got no head on his shoulders, but he's fast.
Yep. You can move, man. When you truck.
Oh, brother. I've done some running in my life.
He had to bring me headphones once where he had to run, what would you say, maybe quarter mile, and you just tore it up.
Yeah.
You nearly killed yourself.
Yeah. But,
impressive.
Not even.
Well, see, if we were like in ancient Greece and we needed a messenger, Dave would be who you'd turn to.
Let's
because he'd get it there fast and he'd run till he died.
Got to check traffic. It's a bad one down south of us, and I will get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza. I'm getting this now on my app from Fox 4. A major accident. Southbound I-75 near mile marker 106. That's near Golden Gate. And beyond exit 107 Pine Ridge Road. The two left lanes are blocked. Find an alternate route if you can. FHP, and I'm not going to say it on the air, says it doesn't look good.
And this is on 75?
Yes, sir. And I'm told delays
in
both directions.
That's bad.
Also on the board, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, University Center Boulevard and Summerlin Road, and another disabled vehicle in Fort Myers, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. But again, that one down Naples Way is a bad one. And find yourself another route.
How far south is that?
Exit 107.
Pine Ridge.
Yeah. And between Pine Ridge and Golden Gate down there. Who's ever on hold right now, tell them, you know what? I'll take care of it right now. Ahoy, who's this?
Rusty.
Rusty, what can I do for you? We're getting ready to do news.
Hey, you know what Bear Bryant said about Forrest Gump, don't you?
Okay. No, I don't want to have any talk with you right now. We're doing news. I'm not ready for your Forrest Gump joke. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd.
at the Diamond District starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 17th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
You know, on this show, we always warn you about the danger of sharks.
Oh, yeah. Sharks, you know, don't kid yourself. Oh, they're innocent creatures.
They don't mean you well.
Yeah, they will kill you. Sharks will bite, tear, and kill you.
But they don't do it that much.
Well, they do it enough. Hey, don't tempt them.
Well, champagne corks kill about 24 people a year.
Oh, don't I know it.
And that's more deaths than are caused by sharks. And we don't like to dwell on it.
Right.
Where did trick or treat come from?
Halloween.
What country would you guess?
Germany.
Logically?
Yeah, that's why I'm
that
thinking.
That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
The term trick or treat is from Canada.
Canada?
The first time in recorded history the term trick or treat was ever used was in a newspaper in Alberta in 1927. Nobody knows why.
Yeah. Was it for Halloween?
Nobody knows.
It was just used in Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm. The first mention of that phrase.
Yep. Home of our Edmonton Oilers, huh?
Oh, what a magical time that was. Can you imagine if they'd allowed that team to stay together?
Oh! That was a super team. That was a super team.
They said, no, you can't have this on one team. We have a league, and we have to take all your players and make them superstars elsewhere.
Yep.
They'll carry a team. Mm. We have had the pleasure of seeing Penn and Teller live.
Great. Yep. Got to meet them.
And, you know, Penn is a bit of a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Penn Jillette has a patent for a hot tub that he designed.
Doesn't surprise me.
Now, hot tubs have been around a while. What is his design feature that warrants a patent?
I don't know, because he has to top the inventor of it, Hank Jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm. Penn's design features jets strategically placed to stimulate women underwater.
Yeah.
He's done the math.
Yeah. Knows all the angles and trajectories. And
now, it has never been mass produced.
Right.
But Penn has the working prototype in his home.
Yep. Because if you hit it just right, you'll see the lady go back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
Yep.
Grassy knoll.
Yep. Back
and to the left. It's quite a conversation piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Look, Penn, I'm not interested in you that way. Oh, no, I'm not interested in you either, but I've got a very interesting hot tub. Oh, that can't be true. Give it a try.
Yeah. Care to partake?
Well, hello there.
Yep. Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. You got any buddies named Mike?
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, got a few.
Well, enjoy them while you can.
What?
Michael was either the most popular name or second most popular name in America from 1954 until 2008. Then it fell off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not making any new mics.
Not as many as they used to, at least.
Good, trustworthy Mike.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with the name Mike or Michael.
Yep.
It's a fine name.
It's a trustworthy name.
I would say so. What? Why are you pointing at yourself? You didn't even have a name when you left the hospital, and your name's Dave.
Well, his birth name is Boy Watermelon.
I know that because they didn't have a name.
No,
for
that's my middle name, though.
Boy?
Mike.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Jeez, well, I take back everything I said. Jeez, forget that.
You know, I guess we're just old. But you and I can remember a time prior to even the VCR.
Oh, yeah, I remember when I got my first VCR. I can this is really dating me, but I remember I was very small. This was in the 60s when my parents got the color TV set.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big deal when you got a nice, 27-inch color TV.
And now we've gone so far with streaming that it's just not a second thought about, on-demand video.
Right.
But that created basically a new industry because you had a new delivery system for your entertainment product.
The VCR.
Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar, was Disney's first direct-to-video sequel. It became one of the top 15 best-selling videos of all time, and they said, hey, this works.
Moneymaker.
And they began making direct-to-video sequels for pretty much every movie they did.
Well, you and I both know that because our daughters had videotapes of every Disney thing imaginable.
And they played them over
and
over.
And now, you know what? The VHS tapes, Goofy Sings and Aladdin this.
Oh, the Goofy movie.
Hercules that. They're all videotapes now. They're useless.
Junk.
Yeah, throw them out. They had them all.
With each passing day, I realize and grudgingly accept that I live in a world that I do not understand.
Yeah.
Apparently, some men are now solving a problem that doesn't exist by getting something they call scrotox.
What? Okay, what is scrotox and what's it supposed to
well,
do?
Well, Stan, it's a Botox injection right into the scrot.
That's it paralyzes. Didn't we talk about this when they said don't vote? It's botulism.
Mm-hmm.
Deadens the nerve or whatever.
According to a cosmetic surgeon, you take a Botox injection right there where it hurts. It will cause the entire man bag to relax.
What?
So that your ornaments hang more naturally, looking fuller and smoother.
They're in that bag for a reason.
For your protection.
For your protection. I can't believe how stupid that is.
And people gladly pay $700, but you have to maintain it because it'll only last around 9 months before you're due for your next large needle to the scrot.
It's temperature controlled. All right?
Excellent design.
It is. The testicles, we can say that, are designed to be kept at a certain temperature. So thus...
room temperature.
Thus, when the shrinkage happens when you're in a pool, they say, hold on a second, temperature's not right.
There's
for
there's a temperature variance here.
Yep, let's get up in there. Let's get up in there. Ooh, it's a little bit too hot. This is, you know, Chuck's been working out. Let's drop them.
Yeah.
That's what they're there. It's what it's designed for.
It's like you got a team of engineers in your crotch trying to get peak performance.
That's exactly why that's the case. That might cause permanent damage. You get things at the wrong temp there. That's a problem.
You think about all the tremendous design that went into that.
Tremendous.
That whole area.
Yeah, the whole area.
And, you know, you look at it and go, well, that's good for reproduction, but that is a prohibited amount of blood to have in that region permanently.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could design a system where the blood flow would only occur when absolutely necessary.
Yeah, or traps and releases.
Yes.
Dams. Trap
and release.
Yep.
Back and to the left.
Up.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, 37-year-old Aaron Miller and his 33-year-old lady friend, Dawn Klein, were enjoying life at a hot springs resort in Bozeman, Montana, last Friday night.
That's God's country.
And they became amorous,
yeah,
and aroused.
Thanks to
the mechanics.
The mechanics.
Yep.
Yes. It's an amazing thing.
We just talked about one side of the equation. You have to have the mechanics of the partner,
yes,
working in concert.
Sure. It's a series of dams and levees. And
yep. And back.
And to the left.
Now, that would be perfectly fine if they were in the privacy of their room, but they weren't. They were in the pool. The kiddie pool. As children were swimming in it.
Stop it.
Well, that's what many people around thought.
Yeah. You know, after they got out of there, the pool maintenance going to have to shock it.
Well, and but what do? You can't turn the hose on them.
No, you can't.
Somebody called the police, and they pulled over Aaron and Dawn as they were leaving.
What, they came specifically to the kiddie pool area to do the act,
yes,
then afterwards towel off.
They went to the hot springs resort in Bozeman, Montana,
yep,
to get in the kiddie pool and do things to each,
yep,
other.
And then get dressed
and leave.
And leave. All right, I think we're done here.
Now, Aaron's 37 years old. He wasn't born yesterday, so when they pulled him over, Aaron said, I don't know what they think they saw, but we were just stretching.
yeah.
But you know what your good investigators do? They split them up.
Yeah. Get them, tell two different stories, see if their stories match. Put a lamp on her.
Yep.
She'll sing like a canary.
Aaron was cool as a cucumber. You got nothing on us. We were stretching. Dawn, on the other hand,
chirp, 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 chirp,
wouldn't admit to what they actually did, but went a step further than stretching. Dawn admitted to the police that they may have been, quote, dry humping.
Right.
Friction, however,
a lot of friction.
However, five witnesses say there was nothing dry about it.
Well, right, you're in the kiddie pool.
And, well, when the surveillance footage came into play, stretching and dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not what was happening.
You know, when she's got a leg kicked up on the side, there's more to it.
Indeed. Now they're both facing felony charges for indecent exposure, and the kiddie pool's been shocked.
Yeah. Got to get that pH balance back again.
I will tell you right now, the subject of this next story has not been identified. All we know is that it involves a female. Now that gives us a clue, because there's a little something we know about females.
They're crazy and capable of anything. Capable of anything, and I mean it. Capable of anything.
And they may have been seemingly stable for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then one day.
Snap.
And you'll be surprised.
Yep.
Because you've convinced yourself they're not capable of that, but they are.
Oh, yeah. Anything.
Especially if there's one thing that they swear they would never do.
That's what they'll
do. That'll be it.
That's it.
A woman went to the Rally's fast food establishment in St. Louis a few weeks back.
Yeah, we don't have one of those down here.
Isn't it the same thing as Checkers?
Is it?
I think so. But she went to the Rally's at 2:25 a.m. For a very specific menu item. 2:25 a.m.
Nothing good happens at 2:25 a.m.
And this woman wanted chocolate ice cream and nothing else. Nothing else would do. But there was some bad news for this lady.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
And everyone was put into a dangerous situation when the server had to tell her no.
So you tell a woman no, I don't care what it is, no, they're going to lose their minds.
You see, that particular location had run out of chocolate ice cream at 2:25 a.m. They happily offered her all the vanilla she wanted.
Sure.
Wouldn't do.
No.
Suffice it to say, the woman went into a blind rage. Did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She grabbed a nearby baseball bat and removed all the windows of the establishment with that baseball bat and ran off screaming into the night. Why do we not have any identification on this woman?
Yeah, why don't we have something that shows us?
Well, because she ran off screaming into the night and the police couldn't catch her.
What? She was too fast?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here
got
is
on our broom and left.
His most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, people at rallies, you know, looking at the broken glass going, what the hell? And then all you just hear in the background, and a couple of flying monkeys take off. Well, let's check in with 58-year-old Michelle Jackson of Marrero, Louisiana.
Hi, Michelle.
Last week, her 59-year-old boyfriend dumped her for good after a poisonous 6-year on-again, off-again relationship.
Oh, sure.
We know those, don't we?
Look at Bonehead shaking his head over there. Sorry about that, folks.
Now, Michelle probably really wasn't all that upset about the end of the relationship, but I think she probably wanted it to be her idea. Because she got so angry.
How angry did she get?
She got so angry at her 59-year-old boyfriend dumping her.
Yeah.
She did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Later that night, after the man thought he was safe in his own bed.
Yeah. She grabbed, can't even be safe in your own bed.
She grabbed his prosthetic leg and beat him severely with it.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
He wound up, I should say, woke up with nasty cuts all over his head, and she was arrested for aggravated battery.
Oh, man.
Beat with your own leg.
Yeah, that's insane.
Thought you were safe in your own bed.
Well, you're not.
Dave's woken up to the barrel of a pistol. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 17th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. And yeah, he'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Let's get you updated one more time with traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, if you're on I-75 down in Collier County, Golden Gate area, Pine Ridge, near the exit 107 bad. Southbound, it's bad. Both directions, but it's southbound where just a horrible accident occurred, causing a lot of delays. So avoid the area if you can. North Fort Myers got a crash in the 16,000 block of Slater Road. Fort Myers crash, Figueroa Avenue and Palm Beach Boulevard. This also Fort Myers, Oriole Road and Alico Road. One more in Fort Myers, Lee Road and Alico Road. And then in Bonita, crash, 23,000 block of Pebble Point Lane. And you are up to date.
Tuesday through Sunday night, two shows nightly, meeting all you nice people, yeah.
And now we found the key, and if you want the winds of change to blow about you, then hey, you better tip your waitresses, you know what I'm saying to you? I think you do.
Don't tell me
he's just a singer in a Holiday Inn.
Yeah! Have a big hand for Charlie.
Okay, that was something special. Let's laugh.
Well, you said I had limited time.
Yeah, you did.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My friends get it waxed. It's expensive, though. It's like $60, and then after tip, it's like $61 or something. I'm not doing that. I tried it. You know, I walked into a salon once, and I was just like, I want the Brazilian. And they were rude. They were like, ma'am, this is Supercuts. And I was like, I know. I have a Groupon. It's like, can we not? It ain't cheap. So I remember I wanted to try waxing, so I was like, oh, I'll just go to Walgreens and get a kit and do it myself. I like arts and crafts. And I don't like arts and crafts. I've never finished a scrapbook in my life. Didn't finish this one either. I didn't get past the second page, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. No, it was the worst. They give you microwavable wax, but every microwave is different. I just put it in and pressed popcorn. I didn't know. Oh, God. I burnt myself. I scalded my... Not scalded. I was like, you! Yeah, really... taught it. I scalded myself, and I only got two strips in, and then I gave up, and I was like, well, I guess this is my new look. Looks like a pause button, but you know what? Metaphor for my sex life now.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. We were talking earlier. Woman passed note to North Fort Myers tax clerk, leading to arrests of five people for extortion, kidnapping, two women involved, four men involved. They claim that they were being kidnapped. Their kids were in the car. And it was the woman that went into the Fort Myers tax clerk office and passed a note to the clerk there that there was problems. I am told that we have a witness to the situation. Hello, sir.
Yes, this is Mr. Jeffrey.
Mr. Jeffrey, you informed our producer that you were in the tax clerk building and witnessed what happened?
Yes, sir. It was quite a sight.
What were you in the building for?
I had to approach the registrar of the tax authority due to business reasons. I happen to be with my business associates, one of which happens to be a member of parliament in the Caribbean nation of Anguilla, Mr. Richard.
Please tell me what you saw. Did you see the vehicle? Did you see the children?
It was difficult for me to see.
Were you in the tax clerk office with Mr. Richard of Anguilla?
Well, Mr. Richard was there with me. However, he is not a resident of the county of Lee.
I understand.
He is of Duluth of Georgia.
I'm asking you, though, Mr. Jive, what is it that you saw that tipped you off that something was going on?
I saw the whole thing.
What did you see?
Well, in reality, my associate, Mr. Glenn, had a much better view than I did.
Now, who's Mr. Glenn? Was he along with Mr. Richard, who is from Antigua? Did Mr. Glenn tell you what he saw, or were you oblivious to this?
Mr. Glenn, I was not oblivious, sir.
So, Mr. Glenn saw it and not you?
Yes, and Mr. Glenn very discreetly whispered to me, I think there was a problem with this Mr. Samuel and Mr. Joseph.
Right, but they were in the car at the time, right? Was he parked next to them?
He had seen them and said that this lady evidently had children in the car.
Yes.
There was boy number one, boy number two, and girl number three. Now, I never saw girls one and two.
I didn't think we got to girls one and two. There were three kids in the car. Boy one,
there
boy two,
boy
girl
number
three.
One, boy number two, and girl number three,
All right.
It was described to me.
Bye.
I never saw girl number one or girl number two.
And this was described to you by Mr. Glenn.
By Mr. Glenn.
You at no time were considered a suspect, were you?
I am not entirely sure. I was questioned at length. I kept my composure.
Uh-huh. You seem like a man who can keep his composure. You're probably a sharp dresser, too.
I do take pride in my appearance, yes. And I explained to the bureaucrat that they are required by statute to treat men of my caliber with respect at all times.
What do you mean of your caliber? You're just a businessman looking for a license. Well, your status, you're just an average person coming in trying to get some identification. And Mr. Glenn was the one that witnessed the whole thing. Mr. Richard
and
probably saw some of it, but he doesn't want to talk.
Mr. Richard was appalled at this bureaucrat's treatment of myself and stepped in and said, excuse me,
sir,
but do you happen to know that you are now addressing a member of the parliament of Antigua?
I thought it was Anguilla. Anguilla, sir.
Pardon?
Anguilla. A member of parliament
correct,
of Anguilla. Richard is. You said Antigua.
I am terribly sorry. As you can probably tell, I am very emotionally upset at the moment, and I may have misspoke.
Okay.
So Mr. Richard then produces his credentials.
Right, from Anguilla.
At that point, I think, and this is my own speculation, that the bureaucrat saw the photograph on his ID, which shows a very kind, smiling gentleman, and she can see this is not the man before her.
Well, who was before her? Mr. Richard from Anguilla? What, was he mad?
Yes, he was showing active displeasure with this bureaucrat and with the full faith and credit of the Parliament of Anguilla,
okay.
Dutch colony, okay. Home rule.
You didn't
he
see
said,
anything, did you? You didn't see anything.
And Mr. Richard said to this bureaucratic woman, I don't think we need to have an incident of international proportions, and perhaps your time would be better spent investigating Mr. Samuel and Mr. Jeffrey with boy number one, boy number
You're
two,
Mr.
and girl number
Jeffrey.
Three.
Investigate Mr. Mr. Richard's telling you to investigate Mr. Jeffrey? That's
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Joseph.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.